Welcome to Techsplaining episode 9, where we are live at Ignite, our part 2 of our week here. This is Mark Rackley, and I'm joined by Stephanie Donahue and the illustrious Rob Foster.
The tired Rob Foster.
The exhausted trio. Brett is in the UK, hopefully getting some actual sleep. And we're here to just to kind of talk about ending up the week here. It's Thursday here, kind of talking about what we've learned, what we're excited about, what we've been up to. So what have you been up to, Rob?
Well, it's been an interesting week. The first couple of days, I was able to attend some sessions and get some good knowledge there and connect with folks. And the last couple of days, we've been able to set up meetings with the product group. We've done this weeks ago or whatever, but those meetings are happening over the last couple of days. So meeting with people like the Teams team, the Yammer team, the Stream team, all of these different groups, and providing them feedback and insight to what we're doing and where we're going, so and to try to help influence the roadmap of the product itself, because it's we have a lot of users and things specifically as it relates to, and Stephanie will love this, security and compliance, right? Because that story really needs to come together. It's kind of one off, and not one off, but depending on where you sit in each of those platforms, right? It's a different story potentially, right? So Stephanie, what's been your story?
I think our story is very much the same as yours. We spent a lot of time just talking with customers, talking with vendors, really making good connections here, again, with the product groups as well. And I think the overall sentiment here is really excited. I think there's a lot of new content coming out. And like you said, a lot of new features, a lot of good stuff in security and compliance. They're getting there on that side. But I think the overall thing we're hearing from our customers is that they're wowed right now, and they're trying to get their arms around it is the second piece of that. And I've gone out and looked, and I haven't seen a whole lot of the blogs posted yet. I know they're kind of coming out one by one. So I would expect the next week to be publishing of all that really great content. The sessions are already posted out to, is it YouTube or out to the Channel 9?
If you go to the session site on the Ignite site, if the session's already occurred, they actually have the video embedded for the session, so you can go ahead and watch it. So if you go to my session site now, again, my name is Mark Rackley, and you can find my session.
Yes, we know.
So if you find my session on the Ignite website, the video for it's already embedded, and it's in YouTube, so you could just watch it in YouTube as well.
That's an interesting play, I guess, to put them on YouTube, because it's always been like a Channel 9 thing. From what I wasn't at Ignite last year. Did they put them on YouTube last year?
I believe so, yeah. They didn't let me speak last year.
No, yeah, me either. So yeah, but no, I think that's cool that they're out there, and the sessions themselves, I think the Ignite attendees get the PowerPoint decks that you present, so we can actually download those. But if you want to just go watch the sessions, you're not attending at night, you can actually go do that. They're on YouTube, and I would encourage everybody to, because there's a lot of great content that's coming out of this show.
Yeah, and there's just been, hundreds of 20-minute sessions, too, so just take a quick 20-minute break, Rob. Like when you're in the bathroom, just watch a session, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's what I love, though, right? And I think, I don't know if that's new again this year or not, but the 20-minute sessions are plenty of time to get the point across, to get the information across, and get you enough, I guess, nuggets to go, if you want to research more deeply, you can. And there's just, I found tremendous value in that.
Yeah, and I think that there's a really good spread of topics as well. So you've got your developer topics, you've got more business-oriented topics. They've done a really good job in spreading out the different things that you can learn about as well. So if you're a business user, you can find your stuff in the same place that a developer can find their stuff. And this is a more technical conference, but I think Microsoft's taking a really big look at how does this impact the business? How do you plan for it? What's the strategy? So you're definitely going to find topics like that in addition to your deep dive developer stuff, like what Mark did with the framework.
Yeah, and a lot of it is telling the story to your business, right? And being able to to dive deep in that, because if you can't find value in a user story or a use case at whatever you're doing, then the technology is irrelevant, right? It doesn't matter. And I think they're doing a lot with helping us as IT professionals be able to help sell that story and tell that and start to think in that manner, right? Because that's where it's at. That's where the value of Office 365 in this case comes into play. It's not that, yeah, it's cool technology, it's cloud-based, you can upload documents and do, collaborate with Teams, but it's how are you going to do that with your business? And start thinking about how your business operates and then how that process can plug into the platform.
Yeah, and I think one of the things they've done really, really well is get better at that message. I remember Ignite 3 years ago, people were freaking out at the changes. They were scared to death at the changes that were going on. And now there's even more changes going on now, but they're excited about those changes. They're not sure how they're going to get there, but they're actually looking forward to it, and they're excited with what's going on.
I think it's important, too, to note that over the last couple of years, we've also adapted to having more change. We were in previously a scenario where it was only every 3 years, every couple years, we'd have a major release. And I think having those rapid changes a couple years ago were a big deal. We weren't sure how to process everything so quickly. And now I think it's a different mindset. It's a cloud mindset. We're a little more used to all of our applications, you know, frequently getting updates and being able to pivot a little faster, I think is coming a little more naturally for those that have been dealing with this now for a couple years.
Yeah, and one example of that, and this is just one small example, was the merging of capabilities of Skype for Business into Microsoft Teams. When I first heard that, because it leaked last week or 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
I expected people to burn the building down. Honestly, but you know, when you're sitting in, I mean, because that's a big deal, right? That's a major, major deal. But when you think about it, to Stephanie's point, I mean, it's we're coming to accept these changes, and the feedback was kind of like, oh, it's kind of shock at first, but now that we're in the sessions and we're starting to see how it's going to plug in, it's like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Let's do this, right? So people are getting excited about these major changes, and it's going to be better for the platform.
Yeah, I agree. The other thing, though, that I found interesting is I was talking to one of the attendees who runs an IT department at a university, and he was saying because of all these changes, it's impossible for them to have somebody on their team who's authoritative about what's going on because they are changing so fast. Now, so this is like the perfect pitch for me saying, well, this is why you need us, right? But that really is why meeting those extra people out there whose job is to stay on top of the technologies, to reach out to those people and make those connections so that you can be ready for what's next. And you don't have to be the authority on it because somebody else is.
Yeah. Well, you guys have had a lot of customer meetings over the past day or so, and or week, I guess, not day. But and I know Stephanie's been tracked down, and your customers are running up to you and pulling you away from sessions and stuff, which is an amazing thing. But what are their thoughts, right? Because they're the ones that are in this neck deep, right?
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of positive comments. Everybody's excited about it, but they're definitely trying to hit some of the deeper dive sessions towards the end of the week. So I think the beginning of the week, they started with the high level, what's new. Now they're starting to get into the nitty gritty, and then they're starting to ask questions about some of those things. So specifically, one of the things that came up with our customer was the fact that their security and compliance team said, hey, this is an Office 365, and you guys deal with Office 365. And, you know, they didn't even want to say in it. So he's going, wait a minute, I'm a jack of all trades now because I'm the Office 365 guy, and now I need to go learn about this. And so he was targeting sessions specifically around things that he doesn't have any exposure to. And he's able to do that. And the spread of the topics, even this late in the week, he's able to go get what he needs. But overall, just really good comments about where things are headed from a collaboration standpoint, the way things are more modern, they're more mobile focused. That's all going over really, really well.
Yeah, the only thing I've seen people angry about is the food.
Which we're actually sitting outside of, I think is probably the best restaurant here that I've been, at least in this vicinity. It's the Beeline Diner, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Their Eggs Benedict's really good. If you haven't tried it, check it out.
Yeah. Hopefully our next meal will be free after that plug. But I think you're right. I see a lot of smiling faces, a lot of happy faces. There's a really positive vibe here in the air, and that's something that I haven't felt at a conference for a long time.
And the other thing that has come across is that the expo hall vendors are thrilled. So what's going on is that the customers are going to sessions, they're getting excited, and then I think that feeds into the expo hall. They want to go see what else is out there. What don't I know about? What third-party tools can help me do what we're trying to do faster? And so the folks we've talked to, the vendors, They're thrilled with the amount of traffic they've gotten, even in the far corners. Now, granted, the swag helps with that. There's some pretty sweet swag.
Oh, I got a lightsaber the other day.
Yep. So there's some fun stuff, too. I think it just feeds into that excitement. We've all had a long week, but it hasn't tamed things down at all. I think everyone's still out. They're still talking. Yeah, they've got awesome swag to take back home with them, awesome ideas, and I think the momentum that this conference has started is pretty incredible.
Yeah, so I wanted to say this too. I put a little, we were at the ShareGate booth, and they were all over Mark. You know, oh my gosh, here's your t-shirt and your crown, and let me just massage your feet and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, hey, I'll get one of those. It's a Sharing Things t-shirt. And I put a message out on Facebook, and I was like, I didn't get one of these. And I posted a picture of Mark with his, smiling all happy and, you know, and stuff. And I got a message from Ben Nowlin, and he was like, come on by, you can have one.
Well, and to put some context around any adoration that may come my way, they had reached out to me for an idea for a t-shirt. And I kind of said, well, what about instead of Stranger Things, have it say Sharing Things? So that's the extent of my involvement. But they were gracious enough to give me one of the t-shirts because I had the idea.
Oh, so this is the idea. I'm just attached to you. And then they gave it to me. I think that's what it was. So they were just like, oh, you didn't, yeah, he knows Mark. So give him a shirt.
Yeah, we'll go with that too. But yeah, that makes me look better. So let's do that version of the story when we tell it again.
Yeah, and from a, I would say from an MVP perspective as well, I think the vendors have been very generous in recognizing and having like this was an MVP package from ShareGate. And really, really being able to go to the after, I don't want to say parties, but the after events or the
networking events.
Networking events, that's what they are. Yeah, yeah. But like last night, we went to the SharePoint one. I know the Teams team had one as well before the SharePoint one. And like you just randomly rock up and, you know, you're standing face-to-face with Jeff Tepper and some major players on the Microsoft product team that are, you know, in the leadership roles, right? Not just some random developer on the product team. You're able to meet and talk with the leaders, you know. And I know you bumped into Jeff and posted a picture on Facebook or Instagram or somewhere that, oh, hey, this is my buddy Jeff. And I thought that was amazing, you know, because that's a great opportunity, right? That's just an amazing thing that the product team does, come down and meet with us regular folk, you know?
Yeah, and I think that speaks to the changes at Microsoft. They want to hear from their customers. They want to hear from those in the community that are involved. And they're just coming to hang out now, too. And I think it's great to see them out, even somewhat late, out and about, hanging out with people. And just, you know, I think it's fantastic that they want to be there. They want to be talking with us and hanging out, because it makes everyone more comfortable to give feedback. If you kind of have a better relationship, a better understanding of who they are, and it makes the whole community better that they're out like that.
It does.
Yeah, and like Stephanie was saying, they really are open to feedback right now, which I think the old guard MVPs like you may have been around whenever maybe they weren't as open to feedback as they are now. Yeah, but now, I mean, it's like they literally want the feedback. They ask for it, and they want you to be honest, and they're very thankful for it.
Yeah, I mean, it got so bad at one of the MVP summits that they would, every time somebody would mention something, they would say, thanks for the feedback, and we turned it into a drinking game. So every time they said, thanks for the feedback, you had to take a drink, and we all got hammered, you know?
So the latest one, though, is it's on the roadmap. That's the new one. When we ask for things we shouldn't ask for yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but at least they're not saying no now. They're saying, yeah, we'll put it on the roadmap.
No, but I think that engagement and something's changed, and it's happened over the past 3 years, and it's a very positive change for the community, for the product stack, this is end to end, right? We're not just seeing it in Office 365. We're seeing the Azure team out there, the SQL Server guys, the Windows team. I mean, everybody's seems to be doing this, and I think it's the new model. I mean, I've been calling it the new Microsoft for a long time, and I think Satya is doing a great job in energizing the people that work there, right? And causing them to think, how can we make this product better? Let's engage with these community people that are actually using this stuff in real life, right? And they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I think they finally get the community and how we can help them deliver their message if they'll listen to us and work together on this. Yeah, absolutely.
So Satya even has a new book out right now. Do you guys remember what the name of it is? I know there's...
Hit Refresh or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's Hit Refresh. Or so. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, and I think that message of what they're trying to do internally is now also getting communicated out to the user base and to the customers and to the vendors. They're sharing that message of how they're rebuilding things inside and how you can also rebuild things in your organization. And I love that there's that message out there that is being shared so we understand it and that we can kind of replicate those things and use the technology in the same way, communicate better, to work together better, to work in a new way. And having that book out is hopefully a guide. I'm hoping to dig into it next week and see what good stuff is in there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call my autobiography Control F5. I think that's what I'll do.
I think I'll just call mine Control Alt Delete.
We're all going to need a little time off after this week, I think, to catch
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's you know, and to kind of close this point out, this type of change and this cultural shift we're seeing that I'm seeing in Microsoft is at every part of the organization. I mean, for MCS, I haven't had a positive opinion about MCS since like the late 90s, right? I mean, it's just been a kind of a hit or miss thing for me to get good quality deliverables from that group. But even MCS, I have a positive view of now at this point, right? So I mean, it's really going all the way down into the organization, from consulting to delivery of products and to support. I mean, the whole organization is energized. It's not just the product teams.
I completely agree with everything you just said.
Why do you got to do that, man? We've got to argue.
So I think you're wrong, because I think MCS was great back in the 90s.
I said they were great in the 90s.
Oh, so you didn't eat that?
I said they were great. I haven't had a positive view of them since the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, they were probably great in the 2000s, though.
I don't know.
Stephanie, bring us back on track here, please.
No. You guys, go ahead.
So
we got
tonight. Well, Universal Studios tonight. So Microsoft rented out the park. Both parks are open. My children are not happy with me for this. So tough. It's going to be a lot of fun running around riding some coasters in Harry Potter World.
I cannot wait to find Spence Harbor, and we're going to he's my favorite Weasley of the Harry Potters. So I cannot wait to find him and get him into Harry Potter World. And we should get him a cape and a scarf and definitely he's got to have a wand.
He's got it. And they've got those special wands. He can actually like cast spells. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I want Spence casting spells on me, though.
Yeah, that's probably a bad choice for you.
That would not work out for me. That would definitely not. No, but what rides are you guys excited? Have you been to the parks before?
So this is new for me. I've only been to the side that has the 3D and 4D rides. So I haven't been on the roller coasters. My kids weren't into that when I was here. So I'm pretty excited. I love roller coasters. I'm looking forward to this. Putting a few thousand more steps onto my step counter after this whole week. So it'll be a little rough, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we went to SharePoint Saturday at Twin Cities a few months ago, and we went to the Mall of America after the event. You know, there's the roller coasters in there.
Yeah,
Stephanie was skipping from ride to ride, so excited to ride the roller coasters.
I'm like an overgrown 5-year-old when it comes to...
It's like a kid adult or something.
Yeah, but I was Universal in January, so I'm looking forward to going back and not having a ton of people and just hanging out and having a good time. And, you know,
it's by far my favorite park in the Orlando area. I mean, the roller coasters are spectacular. Harry Potter World is
amazing. It's you don't even have to ride a ride. Just walk around. They did such an amazing job with the architecture and the buildings and everything. Amazing. I mean,
it's really true to form to the books, but the roller coasters are really good as well. And a lot of them are not the kind that jerk you around. They're really smooth and it's real fluid and I can't wait. And I can't wait to ride with you guys, because I mean it's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna video Stephanie being so excited skipping around, you know. So, but no, I think I'm really excited about it. It's always a good time. And a lot of times when you go to these parks, you're standing in line for 3 or 4 hours to get going. But, you know, I think with the small crowd of Ignite attendees, it's hopefully going to be a nice, easy night. And we'll get some decent, food at the park food, which I don't know. I'm hoping they have decent restaurants.
You know, if they have sandwiches again for the park dinner, I'm just like, you know, I'm going to lose it. All right. I'm just going to say.
So do we have anything else we want to discuss before we close out? I guess this will be probably our final show at the Ignite.
Yeah, so I guess the one thing I would like to close with is that when you're thinking about going to these events, you know, keep in mind the importance of networking, right? So it's when you go to a show, don't just go to see what sessions they're showing, but who's going to be there. Because the value for me here is just being able to meet, interact with people, talk to people, learn from asking them questions. And that is just as valuable to me, if not more so, than the sessions at this event.
And if you're new and you're not sure how to get started, find someone who has been to Ignite before or any conference that Microsoft puts on if you're heading into one. Talk to someone who kind of knows the lay of the land, who has connections into those, the vendor networking events, and, you know, just kind of get an idea from them on how do I meet more people. And the easiest way to do that is to hang out with someone who can introduce you to them. I know it's a little easier than just, you know, randomly walking up to somebody to get to know them. So I definitely think find some kind of conference mentor, and it'll help you have a better conference.
Absolutely. Send Rob Foster an email and he'll walk you out there.
Yeah, we'll go around. We'll have a ball. You know, I'll probably talk to you a little bit. And
you can't miss him. He's like 7 feet tall, so it works well.
I've heard that so much, actually, when people come up to me and say, wow, you're a lot taller than you look on Facebook.
Yeah, I never get that.
Yeah, no one says that to me, funny enough.
Well, I guess to those listening, thank you for listening, and you know, thank you for downloading our updates from the show. We've got several shows in queue that are going to be coming out as soon as I mix them down. They required a little more edits because of language issues on my part. So I'll be editing those and hopefully getting those out. But I guess unless you guys have anything else, thanks everybody for listening. You are listening to Techsplaining. If you have any questions, shoot us an email at info@techsplaining.net.
You can also go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/techsplaining. Follow us on Twitter @techsplaining as well. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, everybody.